ain't you gonna break that washing? I said, he said, I'd like to have that kitchen over. I said, I'm quite sure you will, but I'm not giving it up.
I wouldn't either. Like I said, I haven't seen anything like that.
You see, yeah? And when you cook your food, it'd be just like, in the different problems dealing just like, I used to, my mother passed, just staying with Bill, I had married. My mother had all kind of aunties, so I had married and bought something. I didn't take them, I didn't give them the rest of them, so one of the house got thrown out with them auntie dishes. Got destroyed. And my mama had, I don't know how many of them auntie dishes mother didn't have. All color and everything. Papa go somewhere and get so much common things. She had 2-3 boxes of long ones from here. You didn't buy that deep there, none of that you did. A man came on here. Been about, been about a month ago now, but. And I had some auntie stuff, and I'd tell you a trip, but some of it was out of the bar, was getting there. I had it in here. And he gave me $20 and 3 pieces. I thought he said he tried his best. I had some more things that he was going to buy for me. I ain't selling them, man. He said, if you just let me have that, I had a little thing on my cover table. And he said, if you just let me have that, he said, all right, so I'll give you $10 for it. And I had what I just bought was better than that, and I didn't have it. And the bill said, oh, there you go, I didn't give it now. He goes, I said, he said, you can mess with yourself. I said, he wasn't bad. It's a thing, it looked just like it had a little hole in it. Can of coupe just like that. And it had three flat tubes of that, just like a glass set there, like this in the middle of that. But you could carry three glasses on. Four glasses. And he liked it. And he gave me $10 for it. He said he had never seen nothing like it before. Bill said, yeah, you gonna get your number? I said, yeah, I'm gonna buy 10 cents to sit down and find my number. He said, where you get it there? I said, I don't know. I said, man, it's so long, I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever seen any kind of cornbread that was made in a deep pan and it was pretty soft, almost as so soft you could just kind of spoon it out, you know, almost like mashed potatoes?
Cornbread?
Any kind of cornbread like that?
No, I have seen couch made like that. It's made out of cornbread. And onions and butter and no doubt you can put sage in it and black pepper. Now I've seen couch made like that.
Yeah, have you ever heard of anything called spoon bread?
Uh-huh. And that's made out of soy molasses. Now that's what Miss Noel called it. We call it cornbread pudding. Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten that?
No, I haven't.
Now, I've tried everything, but that's one thing I've never tried to cook. But the old lady was named Mo Smith Steve Ives. When I tell you, my dad used to eat it till her husband died. Mm-hmm. She cooked this cornbread pudding, and I'm telling you the truth, you had got a piece of it, you'd be moving some more. And my mother could cook it, but I never tried it. And she said, that's the only thing she knew that I seen people cook, but I didn't look like I could make it good, Miss Mona. I tried one, that one didn't come out right, and I threw it in the slop. Mom said, you ain't never messing up. So you didn't make it right like my old told you. So you put too much shortening in. But mine didn't taste like hers, and I never did try it no more. But she could make the best cornbread pudding, salt and molasses. She put so much salt in my legs and she put a little sugar in it. But it's made up out of cornbread in it. And she put eggs in it. And she put the sugar. Mm-hmm. It's just about like a cake, but with that salt and molasses and that cornbread, you don't know how good it tastes.
Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
No. What is that?
I'm not sure what it is. It seems to be different things to different people. What you call a...